Hello and welcome back to another episode of Not My Bag. I'm Joe.
And I'm George.
And this week's special guests are da-da-da. Casey J and the dad from Dad V Girls.
Or just Casey's dad.
Casey's dad. How are things?
Yeah, good.
This is our first podcast together.
And I can't
believe that. We've never done one together, so.
I've only ever done one exclusive podcast.
Yeah, exclusive.
A world exclusive. This is very, very exciting. Why have you not done one before?
Never been asked.
Shut up. Well, we're very happy to have you here.
No one saw the iconic duo out of the family.
I know. And now I feel like this is going to be, we're going to be like touring, just us two, like doing
podcasts. Like Beyonce and Jay-Z?
Yeah.
Absolutely
Beyonce and her dad.
So for those at home that might not know, talk us through what you guys do.
Go on, Case. Tell them what we do.
So we've got a family channel, and then I basically piggybacked off that, did my own thing.
She used me for clout. It's fine. Yeah, no, so we started a YouTube, a family YouTube channel, myself, my wife, we've got five girls, Casey is our eldest, and we've been doing it about 5 years, and it just kind of took off, and then we've just been doing that, pretty much, and then we started a clothing line, and then we also recently just started a fake tan brand as well, so
You dabble.
You're giving me Chris Jenner energy. Are you the Chris?
So how did it all start though?
Dadager.
I know, I couldn't really think of it. Dadager. Is that going to work?
No, I think that worked. I say trademark it. I say go for it. Dadager.
How did it all start though? Like, obviously you said about 5 years ago. Did you just sit there and think like?
I think it was just like a lot of different things. You know, when you think about things that happen in your life, like loads of different weird signposts that kind of led you to one thing. Like I listened to a podcast and there was someone on there talking about YouTube and I was like, oh, that sounds pretty fun. And then like the kids were watching YouTube. Mm. We were making like home movies, like just on holiday, not posting them anywhere, just watching them as a family. Yeah, yeah. And I really loved making those kind of videos. And then saying, oh, shame you can't, you know, actually do that as a job. And then it's like, oh wait, people are actually doing this as a living. Yeah. So I was like, we could try this. Mm-hmm. You know, like what have we got to lose? So we just kind of thought, let's give it a go. Let's do it for like a year. If nothing happens other than we've got like a year's worth of like memories, videos.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like, got nothing to lose.
Nothing to
really
lose and everything to gain. So we did that. And then within about, I think it was about like 6 weeks, maybe 8 weeks, we were like doing it full time.
Really?
Because it just took off.
But thank God we started then, because if you came to me now, at my age,
it wouldn't happen.
Let's do family YouTube chat.
Some of the stuff we did in the beginning, like honestly.
The Jibber Jabber Challenge, that was our first video.
Tell me about that. So what, like...
I don't know if I want to talk about
that. Listen, the just trauma. So you know, I'm as traumatised about some of that stuff as you. Yeah, it's not just you that's embarrassed.
The difference is all my old videos have been deleted. They're gone. Oh, you've kept them up.
Yeah,
do you know what?
It's
a hard one because like, I look back at what we did when we started and it was different to what we do now. And like, we both look gross because it was lockdown as well, like the trims, everything. But you also I like to look back and laugh at it now. But then if someone showed me what I was doing at 12 or 13, I'd be like, get that digital footprint.
Casey's right though. Like it was the right moment of time. The kids are at the right age. Like if we tried doing that now, it would just be like, absolutely not. And also like their friends, like they've never had any issues like going to school and being like bullied for it and stuff.
Fine.
Yeah. That's the other thing as well. You got to think we must be pretty cool, right? Because you've never had anyone being like, you know, at school.
Cool dad.
But like, you know, like you think, well, at school, like you just get terrorized.
Yeah.
But it's never happened.
That is lucky because a lot of YouTubers that we've spoken to and are mates with who've been doing that like 10 years or whatever, they like had such a hard time at school because everyone was like, ugh.
Yeah.
Like obviously they're laughing now, but it must be rough to do that at school. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you ever get any of that or not at school?
No, I actually didn't because I've had the same, like pretty much like best mates since year 7, okay. year 8. And like, I don't know. Only recently now, right, like since I've left school, I've noticed that a few people aren't following me and I'm like, I don't know what I did.
Do you know what my mum would say? What would mum say?
They're just jealous.
That's the answer for everything as a parent. Not maybe you've just been a bit of a prick.
Yeah.
And they don't like you. Nope, they're jealous.
No, but my thing is, I haven't. Like, some of them from my primary school, I was like best mates from primary school, whatever. Mm. And I'm like, I haven't spoke to you in years, but I'm like, I don't know what I did to you. Yeah. Like,
do you know what? It's weird, right? Because from starting YouTube and then like it being quite successful and stuff, people start to almost like they want to create like a bit of a narrative in their head, like, oh, you've changed.
Right,
you've been, you're too good. Yeah. You're da-da-da. But it's like, we haven't changed at all. No. But like in your head, we've somehow changed.
And if you're busier, like naturally, because of what's going on, if you're doing any job, if you got busy, like, do you know what I mean? You're not changing, you're just busy. And I mean, George got kicked in the chest on his birthday by someone who said that he changed.
I'm
Shoreditch,
yeah.
In what? Shoreditch High Street. Because a mate went got too drunk and was like, oh, like, you've changed. And well, no, I went, oh, he's not really a mate then, is he?
No,
fair.
I said, let's go to, where did we go? Like, Jimbo Law, I think. Like, Allgate, like, nice rooftop thingy. And they were like, and he got really drunk and he was like, we'd never have done this if you weren't famous, and then kicked me in the chest.
Like, first of all, it's just a nice restaurant in London.
That's mad. Also, how flexible is he that he could kick you in the chest?
No, he does
that's
Muay Thai. He's fucking...
Right, let's remember George's height.
Also,
yeah?
George is quite small.
Right, and that is today's episode, guys.
Oh,
George pumping up his chest.
No, literally.
No, that's mad. That's like, I don't have any stories like that. I've just had like a few, you know.
I would
hope.
I would like to think you weren't at local Tesco's and someone's kicked you in the chest.
The thing is, though, as well, that's like mad. It's hard because you do find yourself at nicer places with these sort of things. Do you know what I mean? Like me and Joe, we go to like premieres and stuff like that. Do you know what I mean? You do stuff and you just find yourself at a nicer restaurant or whatever. Do you know what I mean? I feel
but
like it
no,
comes,
but also like if I was at home, right? Yeah. And then it was my birthday, and then even with my job in recruitment, I'd want to go to a nice restaurant in London with my mum and dad to celebrate. Yeah. Do you know? That's
so
just
it doesn't
natural.
Matter what job.
So
you
it
do.
Didn't like yeah, yeah. I mean yeah, didn't deserve food in the chest, but definitely maybe you said not. Something, George. Maybe you said
I
something.
Probably, did. Yeah.
Onto the YouTube. What is your favourite video that you've ever done? Because that's one that I was really keen to ask.
Go on. Do you have? I've got one. Do you have one?
Wait. Let me have a think. You
yeah,
go first.
Yeah. So we did this trip to Hawaii. And we filmed this video there, and it's honestly my favorite video, because in the video what did we do? That's a good point. So we went whale watching, right? But it was the most amazing experience. We were in this tiny little boat.
Yeah.
My wife was terrified, like nearly didn't get on the boat. And I know like that seems a bit mean, like that's my favorite moment, but the fact that she overcome her fears, it's really cheesy, but she did. She overcome her fears. She got on the boat. It was amazing. Like these whales literally were going under the boat and stuff.
That's mental. I mean, that would scare me, but mental.
And then we did like a helicopter ride over like this kind of like rainforest. And one of my daughters was terrified, like she's got special needs, and she was just like really, really scared. But we always try and like push her, all of our kids, to kind of do things that, you know, they scare you but like overcome your fears. And she did it and she loved it, and I don't know, the whole video was just like really wholesome.
I guess you're
really,
capturing
really wholesome
moments that you normally would as a parent anyway, but you can actually look back and remember that. Do you know what I mean?
And it was like it was really special.
Do you guys film all the stuff yourself, or do you have a camera person?
Pretty much, because we kind of just self-shoot, like you know, we just vlog like this. I find it quite awkward, like we've had people like film us before, but I don't really connect with it. I prefer like almost directing it and shooting myself.
Filming in public, oh god, I hate it. It's so
I've got used to it now.
I think it's hard to overcome. We had a shoot recently and it was fine, but the first like 10 minutes or so, it's rough, like
because you just get so many people looking at you.
Yeah,
all crowds gathering. I was like, oh yeah, you just have to kind of tunnel vision it, I think.
Like when we first started, like we used to film like a lot of challenges like this, sat at a desk, and it's like camera over there, no one behind the camera. We would just do a challenge, and that was kind of the format. And then it was like people wanted vlogs from us, and I remember saying to our management at the time, like, I can't vlog. Like I literally hold the camera and I just freeze up. And they were just like trying to like help me, and eventually we started just doing it. But I remember going like, you know, into like shopping center or whatever, pull it out of my pocket and being like, put it back again. And I'll be like, no, you've got to do this.
All my
do
videos,
this.
The angle's down here, and I'm like, I've
you're
really
still
got to
like
stop
that. I don't.
I've
overcome
chin,
it.
Double chin, like.
Yeah. I can do it now. I almost think about it like as if I'm on FaceTime to a friend. Like, I'm not even conscious of the people that are looking at me thinking that's strange. Because also, it's so normal now. Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, exactly.
5 years ago, it wasn't that normal. People would look at you like,
mine's, I don't want my, like, if there's people that I know, like mutuals with. Because obviously it's like our local shopping centre.
Yeah, you would rather like be somewhere like completely different.
Yeah, I don't mind strangers, but it's like people I know that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, like, she's filming about
Joe,
family.
Joe likes us to go in our local Tesco and wants to record with me, and then mum knows every other person there. And I'm like, and then and then mum goes in, and then she's her mates are like, oh, we saw Joe and George recording in here the other day. Like, I just can't deal with that stuff.
Nah. Yeah, we were doing a photo shoot for our clothing line, Devo, in our local like town. And there were some people that she knew who were sat there, right? And she was honestly like, because it was like, we had like other models as well, right? And I was thinking, it's not embarrassing. No, they know what you do. Like, yeah. People,
I hadn't seen her in about a year, okay? She went to uni.
It's not like she doesn't know what you do. Like, you're also modeling. No. Like,
mom's like, I turned my back fully around.
I just want to go.
I was like, I'm leaving. We need to get out of
it. Well, you can leave, but we need to get these shots.
And we didn't even have like the photographer, so we was on our phone at that point because we're
doing like a different style.
And we were getting more like organic kind of shots. So I was like, it doesn't even look like a proper photo shoot. It's just like I'm getting content.
Looks like you're going around. With your mum and dad.
Yeah,
and
you dragged everyone out to go get some
info. Go, sweetie.
And then I just hear Casey. I'm like, the turnaround. Like, oh my God, I didn't see you here. What are you doing here?
No, I feel you so much. I think I'd find that hard, especially in our local area as well.
Yeah, it's just all old people.
Yeah. Like, I got asked for a picture in Tesco's for the first time. I was like, it was like my mum, I made it thing. Last night I had some peppers in my hand. This girl went, can I have a photo? I was like, yeah. I was like, yes, mum. Mum always gets asked for photos as well, didn't she? Out.
Yeah, she's like a local celeb, bless her.
Yeah.
No, I just wanted to go back to, obviously you said you started on YouTube.
Yeah.
But it was very like Instagram, like TikTok weren't about back then. Like, what was it like growing the following organically on like other channels? Do you know what I mean?
So was your main
one YouTube?
It's always been YouTube. Like Instagram and TikTok just kind of
come with it.
Yeah, or like the Instagram following just kind of grew off the back of YouTube. Like sometimes on a video, we'd be like...
So you literally just had Dad V Girls one day and uploaded a video and it gained traction, or like, how did it
work? Yeah, well, to be honest, I started on Instagram more as like just trying to get comfortable.
Sure.
You know, like doing some stories and that. It was more like my training ground, like post a few little videos on there. This is like way before like Reels and TikTok and everything like that. And I remember like one of my friends was like messaging me like, "You having a midlife crisis? Like, are you all right?" The thing is, at that time, I already felt so self-conscious. But I was like, I know what the potential and the opportunity is here. I had to like block him. So I was like, you know, just block out the haters and that. And then, but you know what I mean? Like, it's one of them things. Like, it is. It's
big Kris Jenner energy that.
Yeah,
you just, blacking out the haters. I love it.
So yeah, and then
maybe you have changed. Blocking friends.
What?
I
maybe changed a little bit. No. And then the main like aim was to eventually post on YouTube, and then we just started doing that. A few of the videos went viral, and then just kind of took off. But the other platforms, like, we've never really intentionally like grown
consciously
them. Yeah, like TikTok, sometimes I don't post on there for like 2 months, and then I'll go through like a little period of just like,
oh my God, don't even with them periods. TikTok. He's saying
you
it out loud, the mime, yeah. Like when you're lip syncing, he's saying it out loud. Like, do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, Dad, please stop it. Like, I can't. It's
So our dad has to say it.
Just your dad, okay.
and he is 60, right? but like, we just mime along. I can just imagine hearing your dad says like, I'm a savage. Claire C. in the mirror.
No, I can't dance though. So I don't do any dancing ones, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But we did that. Oh, I'm not going to sing, but the fast car one. But recently, some of the TikToks that we posted, us two, like, honestly, I've got so many views that we need to
trust me, I don't care.
You love those TikToks. She loves them, really.
So what on YouTube, what's the most like expensive thing you've bought for a video? That's something that was interesting.
We did, I'm trying to think, but one that comes to mind is we filled a house with like 250,000 ball pit bulls. That was probably one of the most fun things we've ever done.
Are you just going to ignore the room that's literally a soft play in the house?
That one's more expensive. Yeah, so we built a soft play, like an actual soft play in our house. You know, not like like a little crap one.
Yeah.
Like, as in a proper
like
one.
Like a proper room.
Like slide into a ball pit, you know, like swinging things, spinning things. I guess a wrecking ball.
You guys give what was that American YouTuber vibe? What's his name?
Roman Atwood.
That's it.
He did the balls. Yeah, so
I was really scared where you was going with that.
What did you think I was going to say?
What do you think he was going to say?
Like James Charles.
Just
like, I don't know, maybe like...
But no, you guys give like... You're like the UK version almost of Roman Atwood. And that's what people love. Because obviously, I watch people like Mr. Beast and that, for example. And I'm like, I'd love someone from the UK to be able to do that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I guess you guys kind of like follow in that footsteps.
Yeah, it's just kind of like... I guess like things with the ball pit, it's kind of like you have like a license or almost like an excuse to be like, what would be like so fun.
Yeah.
And so you can outrageous. Justify spending thousands of pounds on doing it. Even though it's just for like one day.
Yeah.
And it's like,
that's so
sick. What's the cheer up like?
So everyone always asks this, right? But we should have actually posted how they did it. They've got this massive like vacuum cleaner, almost like that's a, you so know, like clever. A Henry Hoover, like it's like this big, and then they just suck.
I think that's a dream job of mine.
Forget about the clear over the balls. I got out of there, my legs were black.
Yeah,
they were so dirty. Like honestly, it was disgusting.
To be fair, that's like when we used to go to like play pits as kids and stuff, and then balls like they have.
Oh,
never,
kids would. I'd watch babies like growing up.
Yeah,
and they just roll the balls back in,
like them balls.
It's actually disgusting. It's horrible. Have you guys ever filmed a video that you haven't put out? Like,
yes.
Oh, the amount of videos I haven't put out either.
Yeah, that's just because you're not organised, though. Not because
I've got, loads. I'm like, I think I've probably still got like a Christmas one somewhere. What I got for Christmas?
No, seriously, I see comments on like Instagram or whatever, being like, "Can Casey please post her like?" What I got for Christmas video, which I know sounds weird.
March.
It's worse. It's like 6 months later. I'm pretty sure it's gone now.
It's gone, yeah.
Videos we haven't posted. Definitely,
do you just
been
get,
some.
Do you just do them and then you're like, this isn't the quality I wanted them to be, or is it more just the fact like you're like, this isn't really entertaining me? I don't think like, what's the thought process
I think
like not posting them?
There's not been like loads, but if we haven't posted it because it just hasn't gone the way we thought it would. Like right. We filmed stuff before and it's just been like, that was crap. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Why are we going to post that just because we filmed it? Like,
yeah.
I can't think of an example, but there was one.
We do that all the time for videos, don't we?
There's like, been some TikToks where I've just sat there and been like,
it's just not going to work.
This
is
naff. Or like, you know, you're having a bad day doing it. So then you watch it back and you can see it in your eyes and you're like, I just don't think I want to put this out.
Yeah.
Ours
is a lot of time when we're filming, like in the middle of filming, like say if the energy's just not there, like we're just like, we'll just do it another day.
It's hard some of those days. Do you find it hard in a family environment if one person's off? Like we have this, it's really difficult. Sometimes one of us will have a bad day and it'll be
really
hard to like, and everyone's
I'm
kind of constantly making an effort and then it's just hard, isn't it, to kind of get it together?
I think this is one of the hardest things about doing the family YouTube channel, because you've got essentially the seven of us, right? So you've got seven different variables of something that either someone is like all of a sudden like not well, like because you have to try and schedule these videos in. They're not just like filming TikTok. You can be filming all day on and off. So you're trying to like schedule around everyone's diary. Casey and Grace obviously got social lives. Like, you know, you're trying to fit everything in.
Yeah.
Then you've got everyone's energy, if they're in the mood, or even if me and Sarah are like feeling it. And then you're trying to like put on, like a lot of the time it's me that's like, oh God, I don't know if I've got the energy for this. But what I find that once I get into the filming.
4 months this? Yeah. I'm sorry.
This is at the end of a long day. Yeah.
Oh God.
No, but the thing is that I think once we get into the filming and it starts flowing, it normally always works out. It's just that initial starting.
But
or like,
yeah, we are like that as well, weren't we? Like Joe has a video idea or something and at the start you're like, but then once we get into it, it's just funny. Do you know, once you start bouncing off each other, it's all right, isn't it?
And I was going to say as well, like we have this struggle with the blurred lines between family and work, because like naturally when you're working with your family, there's going to be, it's going to be strange, isn't it? Like you used to be able to like, I used to go to the office, come back, then see my family. But when it's all merged into one, how do you find it?
No,
I hate it.
I've been wanting to tell you for a while.
I resign.
It's over.
I think it's pros and cons, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
I think about this a lot actually. Because I always think I don't want to get to a point in my life where I look back and I'm like, I regret it. Like it messed up family life or anything like that. But I think we've got a pretty good balance. Like we used to film like 3 videos a week for YouTube, but then we went down to 2. Now we do 1, which feels very manageable. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just like 1 video a week and
everyone can do their own things.
Yeah.
Do you know? Yeah.
And it's also like, I think sometimes it's like, if we didn't do that video, would me, Sarah, Casey and Grace actually got together and all gone into town and done whatever?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because if we weren't filming it, they're teenagers now. They probably would have just gone out with their mates. So
an excuse to spend
in a way, like
together.
We are spending time that we might not have otherwise spent.
Mm.
And we always said, like with YouTube, we want it to be part of our life, but not take over our lives.
Yeah.
But I feel like now with YouTube, with Devu, and we just launched a new business, Soul Skin, like work is like, it's really taken over.
Yeah.
Life. So we're trying to find
a
new
balance. If you're happy with it, then that's all.
I'm not happy with it.
Okay then.
I think the con is you can't call in sick, really, can you?
What's that?
You can't call in sick. That, do you know what I mean?
You know what? That is one thing that I find hard. I had to do this shoot the other day and I literally was sat there like, I want to die. But you know what I mean? Like,
you can't do anything.
You can't. I'm like, oh, sorry. Like, I'm going to call HR. Mum is HR. The worst HR. Also, you guys collaborated with Peter Andre, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
How was that?
That was really cool. Unfortunately, we didn't get to do it in person. It was more like a virtual collab. Okay. But in fact, he also featured, him and Princess featured in one of our videos during lockdown, like virtually.
Sure.
And then he started a YouTube channel and sort of said about doing a collab. So we sort of did a set of challenges. They did a set of challenges at their house. And then we got on Zoom and kind of like found out like who the winner was. Okay. So I would much rather have done it in person, but it was just like, it was difficult. Do you know what I mean? But
Mum used to have a crush on him.
Yeah, she was like proper fangirling.
She was loving it. Yeah. I saw she wouldn't stop staring. I'm gonna be real.
Oh, there's gonna be words later. There's gonna be words later.
Oh, Mysterious Girl was a banger. I feel like everyone loved that song.
Who's like a dream, like I don't know, creator, YouTubers, whatever that you guys would love to collab with, like together, separately, as a family.
You'll probably answer this easier than me.
I don't know. Well, I mean, Grace texted me about going on a podcast and I thought I made it and laughed, to be honest. I was like, yes, finally my chance has come.
What more so than the Bags Brothers?
No, but obviously it came before.
Yeah. No, she was buzzing.
She's never coming on again.
She was buzzing. No, she was buzzing to come on. I'm joking. Sort of.
I can't think of like a top.
But if you could have
dream
one, like.
I mean, like it's different because we're a family channel. It's like there's a lot of people that I love on YouTube, but I wouldn't. Be like collab with
like come
David Dobrik.
Yeah.
Like David Dobrik, I always used to watch his vlogs. I absolutely loved all his vlogs, but it would be really weird for him to show up in one of our vlogs.
Yeah, I do know what you mean.
All of a sudden drinking, partying, all this crazy stuff.
Yeah, it's gotta be in line with your values, doesn't it, as well? Yeah.
Sounds like it'll fit in with my transition on YouTube actually.
Yeah, you're more mature. YouTube.
Honestly, I turned 18 last week and honestly, I don't know what's coming.
So it's a total rebrand for you now.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Dropping the odd swear word, you know.
What's that been risky. Like, though, for you? Seeing, like, obviously, Casey grow up through all the years of doing it, and now, like, obviously, you've got your own, like, big social presence. Are you, like...
Yeah, I'm just, like, really proud. I just think, like, I'm super proud of her. I think... No, I am. Like, I think as well, like, starting the YouTube channel was, like, it was also... like about the opportunities that can arise for everyone. Do you know what I mean? Mm. So I want us to be able to look back even when the family YouTube channel is, you know, long gone and be like, it springboarded other opportunities for the girls that they're having, like, do you know what I mean?
Now it's still X, Y, and Z,
it's still paying off for them. Do you know what I mean? So seeing Casey like really coming into her own and like having her own like brand and stuff like that. It's like,
you're having your Kim Kardashian moment.
Yeah.
Hopefully not with the same come up. But anyway.
No. We did actually discuss that. It's not on the strategy.
Yeah, no. I hope not. Would you ever do a Misfits boxing match?
You will know.
Do you know what? It's really random, but I really want to do it. Not because of like clout or anything like that, but just because I think... Having like I heard the money's really good.
No, the money is meant to be really good. Yeah,
I didn't hear that. That's not one of the reasons. No, actually, to have like a goal and like a reason to get in like really good shape, and I've always wanted to try boxing, like, but I've never done it because you don't really have a reason. Mm. Almost to have like a challenge. That's what I like about the idea of it.
Right.
I think it's cool as well though, because like you're not gonna like you're not gonna be like an Anthony Joshua or a Tyson Fury.
Why?
Well, first of all, I'm five foot fuck all. Yeah. So to just be able to kind of have that moment on obviously like a smaller scale, it must like walking out in front of a crowd of like 10,000 people.
The feeling would be so unreal.
You guys do a lot of eating challenges on your channel, don't you? So we wanted to do like a feel your guts or spill your guts type of situ.
Awesome.
So I've got some chilies under the desk.
Some of these, I'm not going to lie, I didn't write these questions.
Also, the producers wrote these.
What are you?
they're not like bad.
Okay. Spoons that also, you can pick them out.
You
the
might
jar,
as well just pick them out of the jar. Also, Joe drained all the chili juice, so they might be a bit dry.
Are the green ones like jalapenos, do you reckon? That's not
no
bad.
You can get green chilies that are really spicy.
No, do you remember when we did that video and we did like levels and the last one was a chili? we had to cut the cameras. I started crying.
Cut the cameras.
Yeah. I was sweating. I was crying.
George did a thing the other day. He had to like swell milk, like put it for his nose and everything. He was suffering.
So we were on a shoot.
That wasn't one of these, was it?
No. And we had like these...
Heart's beating a bit.
These like chicken wings and the sauce was so spicy. And in the end, like, I was completely fucked. Like, I'm not even going to lie. I was like crying.
You're dramatic. Anyway.
Lemon and herb from Nando's.
Harry Tamer, actually. And then the guy, the health and safety guy, like, the medic guy with me had to, like, sit me down and, like, feed me.
Oh, the medic on the shoot.
Imagine. I was embarrassed.
Oh, that is mad.
Yeah, I'm not
I hope they're not going to be that bad.
George, you want to start off? Kick it off.
Joel.
Oh, God.
What is the most money Dad V Girls has made off of YouTube in 1 month? You either got to say it or you got to eat a chili.
Oh, that is...
That's a horrible question.
Do you think I should answer that?
I
just
know...
Well, open and honest on this podcast.
I know, Mum. I know Mum's is going to watch it back and be like...
So...
We
can
bleep it. Oh, we can bleep it.
Probably, really?
You could probably bleep
it. It feels like cheating, but okay. You could probably bleep it.
That feels like cheating.
I don't think
$10 million.
I don't think it's bad insane. Like,
okay, I don't.
It's not like you're bragging.
If I'm honest, I don't actually know.
Yourself.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, but maybe, like, it's probably not. I don't know. Grand maybe in 1 month.
And I got paid £20 a video.
Whoa.
Are you kidding?
We are fucking causing rips in this family today.
Listen.
She can buy Freddo.
Oh my God.
You're sat there like,
it's not like I'm driving around in a Lambo.
We're trying to stay humble, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, blame.
But it's all right, we upped the rates recently, so it's okay.
Yeah.
£40.
Yeah,
how did you know? She tell you.
Casey, which TikToker do you hate?
Hate is a strong word.
Wow. Hate is a strong word.
Oh my God, I feel like George Bag.
Not what I heard.
I'll say it, and if you think I should cut it out, then I will. But
we can bleep it.
Do you know that Andreas guy? Andreas? He does knapper videos, and he does like the interviews.
Yes.
So basically, we were there together with like this like holiday thing, and they like gifted us like this pool party, and we were on the same booth, and my friend overheard him say, "Oh, I'm gonna get with Katie and post it." And so then, I mean, I didn't hear it myself. My friend heard it.
Wow.
And so then, like, that was the only thing. So then I was like, oh, it's a bit weird. Do you know what I mean?
That
like,
that's
you
don't, like, very kind of weird. Thing.
And then, like, they were filming a video, and then he kind of, like, panned, like, the camera to me. But then, like, didn't really like, tell me he was going to film me. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I mean, nah, I could be doing anything. Yeah, any jokes. Yeah. But no, do you know what I mean? Crazy. It wasn't any, like, warning, like, pre-warning, and... And it's not that I hate him. Do you know what I mean? I don't really know him.
But
that
like
well.
That situation was just a bit.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. But like, because there's no one I really like necessarily hate. So. Yeah.
That is messed up. I feel like people
I've
forget
never
how to
named
act
in shame before
for a bit
I
of attention.
So
yeah. I feel like people genuinely like forget what is common courtesy and stuff and just like ride this wave of stuff that's not even real.
I can't
I mean?
Believe a chili hasn't been eaten.
Well, you better come up.
You guys said fuck the heat.
Yeah. Give us those questions.
These next ones are easy though, really. Anyway, Joel, did you want to have a son?
No, do you know what? No. I mean, it would have been nice, but I wasn't really that bothered. I know a lot of guys would be. A lot of guys say to me, oh, maybe the next one will be a boy. And I'm like, not really that bothered. I really, really enjoy
son having son-in-law?
Girls.
I'm sorry. Not the hand in marriage on the. It's the first ever podcast, George.
First the boxing match.
Wait,
we'll see. You have to win it.
She's only just clocked it.
I was like, wait, what did he say?
Yeah.
I was like, what?
What's going on?
Shooting his shot anyway, you can. Casey, which influencer do you secretly fancy? I feel like George wrote this one.
I didn't write any of this.
Well, the
get rid of the word secret.
On this podcast, are you most attracted to?
Well,
Joe.
There's only
wrong brother. Fuck.
But was it which TikTok
know.
Are you most
which influencer?
Secretly fancy. Come on, shoot your shot. Could be watching.
Anyone? I can't
this
think.
This is Love Island.
Well, you better eat that chili then.
They're not really.
Oh my god! Don't even get me started on Mitch.
Mitch from this year's Love Island. Absolutely. Oh
gosh, I wanted to bring his neck in, but it's okay.
Damn.
Why can I not think of anyone?
Then you're gonna have to eat it.
All right, you can have the answer, it's George, guys. Saying it here.
Thank you. Thank
I
you
can't. Just, I can't think of anyone. Romeo Beckham. So,
I cannot literally think of a single soul.
So it has to be George.
Oh, George.
No, because like Romeo Beckham, he's not an influencer, is he?
I mean, yeah. Public.
What
island.
Is he then?
Celeb.
If he's not
Beckham's son.
Yeah.
What's so it called? A nepo baby? Is that what they're called?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. He's one of them.
Yeah.
What?
Nepotism is like. If you, so you're like Roman right? Kemp, yeah, and like, what's his dad called?
Alan Kemp.
Anyway,
Bobby Stenders.
It's like if your dad's like famous and then you become famous.
Oh, sort of like me and Casey, yeah, get it. No.
Yeah, you're a nepo.
Oh, shots.
I'm joking.
Do you not put me in like the front of all the thumbnails? Because didn't you say that if I'm in the thumbnail, you get the most views?
No, I said I don't like being like, in the thumbnails because I don't like taking pictures. And she, she does get more clicks.
From George.
It's all coming out.
Yeah, it's literally my brother going.
300,000 views from one IP.
Wow, this one watch has been watching for 26 hours.
you're
so funny.
You're an absolute nightmare. Well, that concludes that challenge.
Oh, we didn't
well
eat
done.
Any chili.
We didn't eat any chili.
We should have done it if we didn't eat any, then they would have to eat one. That's what we
I'm
should
not
have done.
It's our game.
I don't think my stomach can suffer it. Yeah. I really don't.
Okay. Don't let them go waste.
We'll give them to the next guest.
Yeah.
Fucking stinks, honestly.
Oh, actually, I've got a gift for you guys. If you don't
know. Oh, a gift? Ooh. Is it for the shelves? Do you know what? We keep forgetting to say to people, it's hard to say to someone, can you bring gifts, right? But I think Mel C kind of started it, didn't she? Yeah. By bringing something for the show. And then we started to, like, each guest kind of like brought something. So it's nice you brought something because, I mean, they're looking quite dry.
They just look very odd.
I mean, yeah, it's basically, it is our fake tan brand, which is Soulskin.
Very nice.
So
thank you.
We have dark and very dark. Who wants, you probably
oh, very dark. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I don't know. George, you've just done 10 days in Ibiza and look like Casper the Ghost.
Fuck! Don't be rude.
I'm not.
Listen,
but Joel's started looking more tan than you.
Yeah, but I've got soul skin on. I've got soul skin on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, honestly, this is our new product. Like, genuinely, best fake tan.
I'm not
gonna
lie. The last time I used fake tan, it was in year 7, and I was literally orange, weren't I, Joe?
You won't
that?
Be with this.
No, because you used tinted moisturizer and didn't put it up to your hairline, so you had like a white divide. And it was the funniest thing I've ever seen. So, no, I'm excited. I'm going to try this. Thank you.
Awesome. You're welcome.
It's, it's giving. And it matches the vibe.
I'm going to shout this out to the girl that when we got in an argument, she went around telling everyone that my dad fake tanned. Because now we've got a tan business. So,
me fake tanning is making
Who's
money.
Laughing now?
I was embarrassed then, but I'm not now.
We have some more questions as well, family related, because we're big family guys, aren't we, George?
Yes.
Why are you saying it like that? We literally are.
Because you've moved out and he's not forgiven you for
he
it.
He hates that.
Yeah.
I'm all alone. No, it is boring though, isn't it?
What
like
is?
When he's not at home, it's so fucking
Do you know what it is hard? Because we're literally inseparable as well. Like, we do like most stuff together, so it is weird.
It's so funny as well because we won't see each other and we'd be like really normal and then we'd see each other and we'd go so fucking
basically
weird.
We have like codes of how we talk to each other. We have like accents we talk to each other in, all this stuff.
And
sometimes
and
we haven't seen each other like a week and we'll stand in the kitchen and mum will be like, oh, here it goes. And we've got all this built up shit in us that we haven't been able
to
say.
Let it loose.
And like in the house, I think, God, some of the stuff we're doing right now, people genuinely watch and be like, you're cancelled. Like, this is horrendous. Yeah. Not even in that way. It's just fucking weird. Like, it's just weird. But
that's are you guys like best friends or like good friends or? I feel like you have a closer bond than most siblings. Like,
I'd say we're probably
I was going to say, do you not know they're brothers? I was like, what?
No, I did
think. Oh, you bought our
No, I got confused because I was like.
Know each other?
I was like.
And how, it's so random you've got the same surname.
Yeah, I was like.
No, I mean like as brothers.
I'd say
like,
we're brothers,
but like,
you're
really good
friends as well. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I'd say that.
That's really.
Yeah, because we also like send each other stuff, like memes and shit, like best friends would.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Or like. Not to sound horrible, but like if someone posts a picture in that, and it's like we would send it to each other.
You know, like when you put it in the group chat and go, "What the fuck is this?
Like, what are they wearing?" Like, it's that sort of vibe. It is. It's always good. It's funny.
Nah, that's cool.
No, if someone went through mine and my best mate's chats, gosh, I would be.
Do you class like Ava as like another child.
Pretty much.
She's got keys to the house now.
Does she? She's either got to be a child or we got to start charging
her
rent.
Thinking of moving out. Do you know what I mean? No, Billy, they're thinking of moving out, yeah, because they've all said they want an annex that at the moment that like, I could live in there. And then when Sophie's older, obviously she could live in there, whatever. And so my mum sent me one. I was like, oh, there's two rooms. Does that mean I have to share with Grace? She goes, no, that's Ava's room. Yeah. I'm like, are you joking?
That's pretty much how we're thinking, like, because we were looking at houses and that, and we were like, almost like, just not even thinking about it, like, accommodating for Ava.
Yeah.
I was like, well,
they're sending Ava house, like, oh my God, look at this one we found. I'm like, no, that'll be my dressing room, thanks. Like,
Ava's great. She's basically part of the family. She's around all the time.
And has Ava been, like, obviously in videos and stuff, as long as you guys have been making them?
In the beginning, we didn't really feature like any like family and friends.
But also, I think when we started, I wasn't really that close with her.
Yeah, true. That is true. And then I think it's more, Ava's been in a few of our videos, but more just like if we've been on holiday and she's been with us, like she's in the video, we don't necessarily be like, oh, come round.
It's
and
not
film.
Like intentional, it's more like in the situation.
Because
she's
part of the family, she's there.
Yeah, like in the Kardashians when they just kind of like walk in and like Scott will now just walk in and it'll be like, hi, that type of vibe.
Yeah.
I mean, she's always been in mine, but. Yeah,
she's obviously in yours.
So, she gets me views as well, she's with
her. Oh my God. I wanted to backtrack as well to Napa because George keeps shouting in the corner like, oh Napa, yeah, Napa, right. What happened in Napa? What's going on?
It's
what's
just
happening
a bit of a feral place, isn't it?
That is honestly one of the words to describe it. It was, so I went there like these big like expectations, like, yeah, gonna have the best time. Like, I get there like the first night I got there, like literally within 5 minutes being in this like bar, it stunk. Like, it smelled so bad. The drinks tasted like toilet water. I was like holding my tears. I'm like, oh my God, get me home. Like, and then like just things kept happening. Like, you just get like a lot of harassment just like as girls from like boys. Like, you'll say you have a boyfriend or whatever and they're like, oh, F you then, do you know what I mean? Like, literally. And so I'd like ring my mum, like crying my eyes out. And I'm like, just get me to Marbella. Do you know what I mean? Anyways, better than this. Like, it was like really scary actually. Like,
and it was her first, like, you know, she's only just turned 18. Yeah. So her first girls holiday. Obviously, as parents are like, we want her to go and experience it, but we're obviously nervous about her going. Yeah. And especially Ayia Napa. So it's like, and then she gets there, and then after the first night, they're like all in tears, and they're like, you know, the guys have been really grabby and all this kind of weird stuff. And we were just like, yeah, just like come home or like, and then
hard one as a parent, isn't it? Because you don't know what to do.
And you're like 4 or 5 hours away on a flight. Do you know what I mean? It's not like you can just jump on and you're there.
So then we were saying, like me and Sarah were saying, well, because they'd gone like a group of seven of you, and then
to begin with, and then.
Yeah, there was other people that would be there, but seven of them there. So we were like, well, why don't you go, like, we'll pay for you guys. Go Marbella. Like, we'll get everyone's flights, hotels, like, just anything for us to feel like you guys are safe. Or, and she's like, no, we're going to give it another night. We haven't really given it a chance. The next night, 3 a.m, ringing, in tears.
That's because I'm like, we went home from, like, a club early, and everyone obviously wanted to stay out. So then, obviously, all the, like, young teenagers are still out clubbing. So when we're walking back, it was genuinely just men, which makes it a bit worse. And, like, and then that's when they were, like, saying, like, oh, fuck you. Then, like, all this shit. And I was like, oh, my God. And then we, like, got lost. We down some back roads. And, like, even, like, so there's, like, this one club, and they get all the girls up on the bar. So you feel a bit like me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And then all the boys are down below, and, like, you're dancing up there. And then, so I'm constantly on edge, like, is people filming up our skirts? Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and then the
boys
can't have a good time because then they're like trying to protect us. And then this one boy kept trying to my friend Ava, and in the end, ended up putting his cigarette out on her ass, like burnt a hole through her skirt.
Just
so then like
proper
like,
feral behavior. Like,
so then like she like dragged me like we're going like. So that's when we were like, and that was like on the first or second night.
Yeah, that's
so then,
crazy.
And then your mum was good, having like, so after. Much anxiety.
Oh,
she wasn't sleeping.
Yeah. Mum wouldn't,
like,
would she?
Nah. 3 a.m, she's ringing. I can hear her, like, Sarah answers the phone, like, obviously. And then she's, like, crying. But she's the first thing she says is, I'm okay, just to be So I heard, I'm okay. I went back to sleep.
Yeah, you're like,
she's okay.
Yeah.
No, but obviously Sarah's thinking all the worst things. But she's like, I'm okay. But, you know, like, it's scary. And then you guys stayed. Obviously, you ended up having a good time. Like, the second half of the holiday was really good.
Yeah. But it got to the point I had to put my lock screen as my ex because I was like, I had to prove to someone.
Why not George Bags?
Yeah.
No, that is mad.
I was actually on Google like 11
o'clock at night.
Oh my God,
no, this is so embarrassing.
This is not embarrassing. This is just, you know.
horrendous.
I was on Google searching bodyguards in Iron Apa, trying to hire a bodyguard just to get them from one club to another to get them
my
home.
Mom because said,
I rate that.
It was so I unsafe. Rate that. Right.
No, yeah. But the goes, thing is, my mom when goes, I was, can dad just fly? I went, absolutely not.
She wanted Sarah wanted me to go and stay in a hotel next to them, not see
what
them.
What was
at
that
all.
Show called?
Yeah, when the teeth.
Sun, Sex, and Suspicious Parents.
Yeah, it wasn't that kind of vibe.
You with a camera on her, she's getting a tat. She's getting a tat. That is so funny.
I'd never talk to you again. Well, I would.
But the bodyguard thing, all this weird mafia stuff was coming up about bodyguards being shot. I thought, am I going to bring like more problems?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. You bringing in the mafia?
I know. I was like, oh my God, what the hell's going on?
No, these places are like that.
So glad it's
and got like stapled from like their chest literally down to their stomach. Like,
in Napa?
Yeah. Thank God I was on the plane when
guys,
I was
there. I'm like, never going to Iron Napa.
You were
going
to go this year. I actually talked to you.
You heard it all from me. I'm telling you, John, this is not for me. I'm going to be real. Like,
Beef is great.
Beef is
sweet. But I went to Zante when I was 17. And that was just the same kind of vibe. Yeah. It was horrible. But also, because I'm gay, it was harder because I was with a group of girls. They could all dance on the bar. But like, I tried and this guy was like, I'm going to literally stamp your head in.
Yeah.
Like,
and I saw also, that on Instagram.
It was it's horrible. So and then like, I'd have it where, like, I'd get treated differently, like in each place I'd go into. And this one guy came up to me with a massive Jesus like tattoo. And I thought, he's literally going to like, I'm dead, right? And he was like, can I kiss you? Like this.
It was a
very odd place. And then I skinny dipped in the sea one night, and then some people stole my clothes on the beach. So I had to walk back to my hotel.
Oh
like,
my God.
Butt naked.
That is so funny.
That is
and then all my friends went back. They were still out and went to other guys. So I had to knock on rooms and ask to go inside. Like, it was a bad time, my life.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So it was pretty traumatic.
Yeah, so it wasn't. So yours weren't that bad. It weren't that bad.
Right, I'll get over it.
At least she's got it out of her system. No more Iron Apa.
Yeah, Ibiza next year. I mean, we really liked Ibiza, don't we? We're like Ibiza final bosses at this point. We just love it.
It's such a good vibe.
It was really, really busy, weren't it?
It was just really hot. So the busyness was fine. It was like 36 degrees, which for me is like...
We were like in Ushuaia, like dripping with sweat. I've got videos of Joe like shouting.
Actually, what's that video you've got of...
No, you've got the cut down version that's better, that's less like mean. Basically, we're watching Calvin Harris and he's standing there and he's like... Fuck Calvin.
But I don't remember.
Turn on the aircon and he's dripping.
I don't remember. Wait, where is
it? You don't remember it.
I look fucked in this, but it's just the way it's paused.
That is terrifying.
I was absolutely like sweating through my top. Oh like my everything. God. It was harsh. It was
me and Sarah renewing our wedding vows, and we went to Ibiza on like a Sten, so like Stag and Hendu.
Oh, did you?
We just went a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I got NFI to that. I got invited, then uninvited from that. Just gonna say.
Nothing to do with me. Don't look at me.
Still holding that grudge.
I don't know. Yeah, that was. Why did you get invited? Not uninvited. Why did you get invited?
Why did you get invited?
Me and Ava got invited.
You guys would have been fun, actually. I don't know why you didn't come, but anyway, move on. You were uninvited.
Rub salt in the wound.
But the girls had a separate villa to the boys, and the girls' villa got burgled, and it was just like, it got absolutely ransacked. All their passports stolen, everything. Oh. So it's
it was
like,
me. I sold it.
It's pretty right.
You sold
them
in Napa. That's
villas,
terrible.
Yeah, just the villas aren't that safe.
Where did you stay in Ibiza?
I honestly can't remember. I didn't really...
Was it like Sanan, Playa de Mossa?
I honestly couldn't... George, I don't know. You know,
George knows it by postcode there, you know?
Well, you really did like it there, didn't you?
I just followed everyone. You know, like, we're getting in this taxi, we're going there. Like, I didn't actually know where
we
were.
Do you think taxis in Ibiza are scary? Because I do. It will come up on my maps. It takes 40 minutes from there to there, and they will get me there in 15 minutes.
What?
Taxis are fucking so crazy there, aren't they? They go round and round.
Time travel.
They're like, hold on. I'm like, this is the best.
No, I was like that too. And
it's so bad.
I actually went on a date when I was in Ibiza, and I was really nervous because I was like, this is really rogue. So I had like 3 shots at the bar and the biggest like quad vodka I've ever had. And then I got in this cab and this guy was driving. I thought, I'm going to throw up before I get there. Which was like, right, I got there and I was like, whoa. There's a lot, wasn't it? There's a lot.
Oh my God. No one's like, is it a emetophobia? No one's scared of sick, are they?
No.
Okay, good. So we were coming back from high. We just met some Australians. And I was feeling a bit drunk. It was like 4 a.m. whatever. And this Australian girl in this friend group gets motion sickness, and she pulls out this little bag, and she's going, and she has the bag ready. Three of us, and the woman's like going to like, we're literally on a dual carriageway, and she goes to pull over, and the Australian girl's like, no, it's in a bag. So then she carries on, and she's like,
I can just the thought of George. Sat
I was
there
actually texting like, you going.
These strangers we've met in the pool that day, and I stayed out, so he's literally got to come back with strangers.
We'd known him for 8 hours. I just wanted to go home.
She knew what she was
bed.
Getting herself into because she was prepared. She could have let you know.
And she was
this
being
might
sick.
Happen.
And
that was the trigger warning.
Oh, she was so being sick, funny. And then she was like, "I've only had one drink." Well, there's nothing fucking left. I'm like, "There's nothing left inside of you now." Oh, it was fucking horrible.
I've only had one drink.
And then we got out, and they tried to charge. She was like €50, and I just walked off because then, like, she thought we'd been. The woman had been sick or whatever, but she was walking along in reception with his bag. And then I went to him. I was like, "Oh, I'll see you tomorrow, guys." And she just kept her head down. I thought,
I remember when Sarah was pregnant and we went on like an EasyJet flight, and it was like, I think it was like aisle middle seat, and then there was like a random person by the window.
Yeah.
And out of nowhere, Sarah just like vomited everywhere, like literally out of nowhere. Oh, like she tried to grab it in her hand. I mean, it was just like, and
rank.
No, but also the what makes it worse, I know sick smells, right? But it stunk, right? So bad, yeah? I was heaving, yeah? And this poor lady who was next to us, yeah? This poor lady next to us was sat there, and I was like, there were spare seats, it wasn't full flight. I'm like, "Oh, why don't we, like, do you want to move?" And she's trying to be polite. No, I'm fine. I'm like, "I'm not fine. How can you be fine? I want to move. Like, should we move?"
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And that was so bad. Yeah, really bad.
In Spain, so we're me and Ava.
Sorry, Sarah, by the way. She watched this.
You're gross.
You were pregnant. You were pregnant. It wasn't your fault.
No, when me and Ava went to Spain, we took a chill holiday, and then we were like, one time we were like, "Oh, we're just going to go to a bar. Take it chill." And all we'd had was a salad, okay? That's all we'd eaten.
Is that the night you FaceTimed me?
Yeah, that was it. And
it's all coming up.
Drunk FaceTime. And we'd mixed all our drinks. And then Ava went, she was like, "I'm just going to the toilet, you get the bill." So I was like, "Okay, cool." I'm like, "God, she's been gone a while. Where is she?" I go out there, I'm like, to the bathroom. I'm like, "Have you seen my friend?" They're mopping the floor. Like, "Yeah, she just threw up everywhere." I'm like, "Oh my God, so I go in the toilet, yeah." I'm like, "Are you good? Like, are you going to be okay? Like, my granddad's picking us up. Like, please be okay in the car." And she's like, yeah, "I'm good." Then she's like, "No, I'm going to throw up again." So she runs to the toilet, yeah, but the toilet's right in front of them where they're mopping. Projectile vomits over this whole tiny, tiny toilet. I'm trying to get and shut the door, like, so they don't see you. And they're like, "Are you okay?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm all good." Like, I'm talking up the walls, no. Everywhere. I'm like, "Oh my God." We get in the car, I can hear her gagging in the back. Oh.
Wait, was this with granddad?
Yeah.
So her granddad does actually have a fear of sick.
No. Your dad.
Oh, my dad. Oh, sorry. Oh.
So my granddad's like,
no, that one doesn't. He loves sick.
Do you want to?
No,
he loves it. He loves sick.
She's like, "Do you want me to pull over?" She's like, "No, I'm fine." Oh. Like, we get to there, then we go sleep. Then I wake up, I throw up, yeah. I go to the toilet, yeah. Tell me why on the way out I ran and I picked up my pink tote bag to the toilet. I think I went delusional because I'm in the toilet. I'm like, "Why is my pink tote bag right there? Just like, what?"
Oh God!
Look, you walk in like Paris Fashion Week on the way.
I'm
to the
trying
toilet
to keep it classy.
Expensive
okay.
Tote bag. Expensive sick bag.
We said we were in our classy girl era. Okay, I had to keep it classy.
Fine. You are
not.
Yeah, so
you just come back from Iron Apple. You are not in your classy girl era.
Just super, super classy.
And I need throw up in the car that time we were going to McDonald's. I had to pull over.
Yeah, we were filming a YouTube video. It was like ordering whatever the person in front of us orders. So it's like drive-through McDonald's. We're in the car. It's just me, her, and Chloe. And she's like, "Yeah, you've got to pull over. I'm going to be sick." I'm like, "We're
I
about
kept
to order
it in
McDonald's."
Like a champ.
Do you, like, some people really hate throwing up. On this, people like, I cry when I throw up because I hate it so much. Oh, when I had food poisoning, when I came, actually, this was your face. This is a bad day for us. Remember the podcast when you went out and I had food poisoning? Do you remember?
No.
You do remember because you got too drunk and didn't wake up.
Oh, shit, yeah.
I came back from LA and got food poisoning from the airport.
Oh, my God,
I woke
yeah.
up the next day. I was throwing up to a point I've never had this before where, like, there was nothing left. I was, like, on the floor and I just felt like... You know what's the funniest thing? Mum the next morning was like, "I didn't hear a thing." I was like, "I was calling your name, crying." I'm 26. I'm 26. No, and I was like... So then the next day, I really tried to pull it together. We had a podcast. Had this artist that I really love called Breon. God. I'm on the way to London. I'm on the way here. We've got an hour to the thing. I'm calling. He's not picking up. I know he went to Max and George's podcast launch the night before. Nothing. Radio silence. he finally picks up. He's at my flat, by the way, right? He finally picks up at like, I think the pod was at 1 at like 12:15. What?
No. The timings are wrong. Right, I picked up at 11. The podcast was at 12. It's 20 minutes to the studio from yours.
But guys, can I just say, when you wake up in that way, what? I'm like, there's no way he can sit and do an interview. I was going
I've never heard ballistic. Him have a go at me like that.
And then I sat on the set. I had these massive glasses on because I just didn't want it. I looked dead. And the whole time, I'm literally like, you know, like in Bridesmaids with the like armor thing, I'm sat here and I'm like, I'm trying not to be sick on the pod. I'm like interviewing someone that I love and I'm sat here and I'm thinking, and also in the back of my head, I'm thinking every word under the sun about him as well.
Oh.
I just couldn't believe that. Oh, we made up
a
couple of days
ago. Are
you
the responsible one out of you two?
Yeah.
I mean, I would go that
far.
Neither of you.
Yeah. When George gets like loose on a night out, he goes like completely different. Like, he like blacks out.
Yeah.
Like,
That's why I don't drink that much
but
anymore.
For me, I can turn it on and off if I want. Like if I want to go mental, I know where the boundaries are because I've learned them now. But he'll come home and be like, what happened for 5 hours? Mm. Like my friends carried him out of a club once and then someone was like, can I have a picture? And my mate, fucking Ella of all people, was like, yeah, sure. And he's honestly like,
they were like, holding my head up. And I was like, yeah.
Oh, awful. But yeah, so he does. Yeah, but you, when you drink, you do get a bit like.
Bit steaming.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a shock to the system in Ibiza because obviously all inclusive bar and that. And it was it was just like one mojito, like two mojito, three mojito. And then all of a sudden, like fourth or fifth. We're getting ready, and I'm like, oh,
we had a this all inclusive like a la carte restaurant thing. We were both absolute. I can't believe they even let us in.
I can't remember the no. Oh my god! So I ordered steak tartare, right? Raw steak.
Yeah.
But I didn't realise it was steak tartare when it came
out. He didn't realise it was
so
raw.
So I sat there and went, I fucking asked for medium rare.
Medium rare steak tartare.
I wanted this cooked medium rare and I'm like,
they're looking at me like steak tartare. I was like, it's fucking meant to be medium rare. I was absolutely slaughtered.
Couldn't even look straight.
Oh, God.
We have,
maybe you deserve that, King.
Yeah, well, you didn't say fucking though, did you? You're making it out like you've been horrible to service people. You said it to me.
Rude.
I've got the video.
I've changed.
I've got some trivia questions for you.
Ooh.
Who is your favourite child?
Oh.
Depends what day it is. Depends what they've done that day. No, I obviously don't have a favourite child.
Yeah.
I've always said it's never
show.
Me. I'm going to be so real.
Hey, after the show. Okay, fine.
She always says that she's... What do you always say? Grace is the favourite or something?
Oh, since I was about 7, I've always said that.
She's not.
I say it about Joe, though. I say you're the favourite. Because you always run to mum.
Am I the favourite?
Probably. You're literally 26 being sick, calling out a mum's name.
Doesn't mean that she prefers him.
Yeah,
though.
Exactly. Yeah. She hates me for that.
One I'm really
you'd be my least favourite
yeah,
if he's doing that.
Also, like, you did call mum and when you got bitten on holiday last week and was like, mummy, like,
who bit you?
Help.
No, one of your friends.
Right.
Blocked.
I'll tell this story again. Joe, I got bitten by mosquito like 5 times, right? I had an
excessive. It was one.
It was 5. I had an antihistamine. He gave me a drowsy antihistamine
by accident.
So I was at Ocean Beach and nearly passed out. Then I had to walk 40 minutes round.
Calling
San
mum
Antonio
nonstop,
Bay.
Acting like I'd poisoned this man.
Joe,
he had a Puritan. He was going like his drink of inspired.
Yeah.
Right. Next fucking question.
Casey, what is the most embarrassing thing your dad's ever done?
Keep it down.
I can't think.
I mean,
I know there's some, but.
You
do you know what? Just
you give feral vibes after a couple of beers. I could definitely.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I don't drink
beer.
You
didn't
even
drink beer.
Cocktails.
Like, even worse.
What cocktail?
Blue WKDs as well.
Mojitos,
strawberry daiquiris.
The good shit.
There you go. That's what's embarrassing.
I actually have loads of them at my flat. Drinks. I'll send some to you because they're taking up my hallway. I've got so many
of them. I'll send them my way. I love girly drinks. I don't drink beer.
Girly drinks.
I'll tell you what it. Go on.
I mean, one thing I can think of, there's just one TikTok that
I was gonna
say,
the TikTok.
And I archived it. I hate it. So, no, it's a different one. I'm going to be so real because it's a recent one.
Oh.
Okay, and I'm so sorry, but I hate it. It's the one where it's like, you know, when Grace is like, let me send a picture to my boyfriend. When it's like, the Grace is like, let me send, I know, but I can't do it.
I got a lot of
comments of people saying I look really hot in that. Yeah.
I mean. Sick.
A lot of single mums in the comment section.
It's just like, it's just you're standing there with rolled up sleeves.
I get it.
Like
okay.
Stern
okay.
Face. Like,
okay.
Do you know
guys,
what I mean? Like, it's
guys.
Just a bit of an ick.
It
like,
was a trend, a bit... right? It's like, basically, it's like Grace comes to me and says, oh, let me send. So I start off in a Peppa Pig apron, like baking a cake.
Oh,
right?
That's even worse. And
it's a joke. It's not like it's serious, right? And she's like, oh, let me send a picture of me and you to my boyfriend, right? So then when she goes to do it, all of a sudden, I'm like, sleeves rolled up, tattoos out, hat down, like rolling
like big burly dad,
trying to look all like macho and that, which obviously I'm not. Like I'm messing around, and you've taken it as if like, I'm actually being sick.
No, I know you're
sick,
messing
like,
around, but I just think it's just embarrassing.
Firstly, comments on that one.
okay, next one. How do you react to Casey dating? Like, what's the kind of?
Yeah, no, I
wonder who wrote this.
I didn't fucking write any of these.
Wonder who wrote this one.
What's your ideal man for Casey?
No, to be fair, like when she was younger, like it was like obviously a bit of like a scary thing. Like she said, like she was talking to a boy, but like, right, first thing in your head, you think it's like, you know, the worst person you could possibly think, right? You're like, no, you're not going to meet him. They've got to come around the house. Me and mum got to meet. They come around and be the loveliest, loveliest kid. And you'd be like, oh, what was I worried about? So I'm not bothered in that sense.
You also didn't pay enough attention to my exes then, did you?
No. She hasn't dated any bad boys. It's fine.
Have you ever caught anyone bringing a guy home, like Casey bringing a guy home or anything? Or
no, she's always been open with us. Right? No, like, there's never been like a sneaking.
Have you hidden it?
Oh, have you?
Hang on a second.
Oh, God.
Okay,
have you got anything
strong? I'm finally...
You got any blue
WK? I'm finally able to say this because I'm like, you know what? It's been long enough. So when I first started dating my ex-boyfriend now, luckily, Jones.
The one you were with for 7 months, that one?
Yeah. I never brought him to my house, but we used to do this thing called like 1 to 5. So we used to go to Ava's and we used to sneak them in. Into Ava's house because you know how she has that lodge and it's like 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. and we do like every single weekend. Like we'd go in there, we'd like turn the cameras off, like, and it would open the back gate. They're like, come
me
in.
Me and George ain't
like,
impressed. Tell you that much.
But then there was like one time when her dad was like, oh my god, like the security cameras were turned off last night, and she's texting me. I'm like, no, 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 and we were filming as well. And I'm stressing out. I'm like, oh my God, no, no, no. Like, he's going to go and like he's going to see us turning the cameras off and we're going to be caught out. But we never got caught.
It's all coming out on today's pod, isn't it?
To be honest, right? Me and
like
mum sort of knew.
Over a year ago. So.
We sort of knew that's what you guys were doing.
But I didn't do it to my house.
But
so
to be honest, other than that, we have quite a open, honest relationship. I thought we did.
Clearly. No, you need to trademark 1 till 5 a.m. after this podcast. That's what you need to do. We're going to take that idea.
That's what 1 to 5. Well, like.
Yeah.
1 to 5.
It's actually quite icky, to be honest.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. No, but other than that,
I really hope Ava's done watching this because she ain't said that yet.
I'm going to be telling I'll be telling Ava's now. Yeah.
That is. Well, I've got one last question as well.
First of all, when you asked that question, like, no, no, no. I was like, because
like,
we have so.
We're so open. Casey was like, I'm going to stop you there.
I'll take it from here.
Oh, God. Also, Casey, if you could date anyone in the public eye, who would it be?
Oh, these questions are getting boring now.
I mean, George, I didn't write these.
I know.
You did.
Okay, but. No, I didn't.
I'm messing.
Celebrity or influencer or anything.
Romeo Beckham. Is that, how many is that? Brooklyn? Romeo?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's another one, isn't there? Like a little one. That's what I.
As a girl.
Oh, the girl. Penelope. No.
That's the Kardashian.
Oh, we're getting all sorts mixed up here. I don't know.
It's Courtney's kid.
Guys.
I can't remember that.
I don't know.
No. Yeah, go on. Who?
I don't know.
What about anyone in this year's Love Island, if you could?
See, I think Ty's fit, but like, I don't like how he acts.
I don't think that you'd like.
But then
he wouldn't last 5 minutes.
He just speaks really badly to women.
Yeah.
No, see, that's what I can't.
Looks wise, no, but like the way he acts.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think Zach as well. He seems really nice. No, not Zach. What's the other one's name? Scott.
Scott seems like a nice guy.
And oh my God, his like comeback and like one-liners are so good. He's so funny.
You know that he'd like protect you in public if anyone said anything. Like he'd have a word to say. I think Lachlan's nice.
Yeah, he is nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Nice. Fit. Yeah.
I'm not watching it.
I can't stand
it, so
Mitch. I can't.
Someone needs to check on Mitch when he's out the villa. Just any family, friends, someone needs to check on that man because fuck me. It's a hard watch.
It's when he stood up and he's like, fingers on lips, like, yes, what I thought. Oh! And then Scott came through and I was like, yes, Scott.
Oh,
I feel like Mitch forgets that there's cameras there and everyone can see what he's doing. Do you know what I mean?
I think he thinks a TikTok edit's going to be like made of him. Like,
yeah,
him
yeah.
Being
like a baddie,
sure,
like a baddie,
yeah.
And it's not.
And we're like, crickets.
Yeah, like, it's what hard. Is going on? Have you got any exciting video ideas coming
out? No.
Sorry, somebody try to set me up. No, keep that in. Keep that rolling.
Okay, so.
That was my game.
Oh, sorry.
But at least
never,
I've had a
never
get paper.
Invited back again, am I? So, oh, I've got this really good video idea, and Casey's probably going to say no, but it's Casey's been single for a while, mm-hmm. so I was thinking about doing
that's
this.
It, salt in the wound.
So I was thinking about doing an idea of a video, like a kind of like a speed dating, kind of like celebs go dating kind of video. Shit. Of like finding Casey a date, but it'll be like funny challenges, okay. blind date kind of thing. What do you reckon?
I know a guy.
Yeah? I know a guy.
You want to be a contestant?
Yeah, yeah, sure. Yeah.
What do you think? Would you do that?
I mean, it's been a year. It's about time, probably, isn't it?
It might help you. Do you know what I mean? I'm just trying to help.
Maybe.
So is that a yeah? Can we sign the contract?
We'll talk about it. We'll sign the NDAs.
Talk about the car home. We'll talk see. About the car. Oh, well, thank you guys so much for coming on and breaking your podcast virginity. Yeah. We love that.
Thanks, no, thanks
guys.
For having
you
us.
You guys have been great. No, we've loved it. Oh. Not the Napa
cough. Still here.
Oh, I can't. I got bronchitis in Zanny, so I feel you 100%.
If you only got bronchitis, that's
not too bad.
And chlamydia.
Yeah, I was gonna say, but you got off quite lightly. But
and on that note, thank you guys at home so much for watching.
Guys, if you're listening on Spotify, please rate us 5 stars. If you're watching on YouTube, like, comment, and subscribe. Obviously, all the links will be down below. Follow Dad V Girls, follow Casey, follow Joel, whatever.
Follow Joe.
And obviously, my man, the guy I'm going to be boxing in 3 months. But that is us for this week. We will see you next week. See you later.
Thank you. Bye. 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 Bye.